Welcome to Empower Church. Thank you for joining us today. We are a church that has been called by God, set apart by Him, and bound together by His love. A church that aims to reach the community, the nation, and the world with a message of hope. We hope this message will build your faith, give you godly perspective, and leave you empowered to impact your community and the world.
So, say of me, the word works. Come say again of me, empower, the word works. Okay, let's go to 2 Kings chapter number 19, verse number 14 to 16. And good morning to all of our viewers this morning. Good morning to YouTube guys. Good morning to Facebook. Good morning to Impact listeners. Welcome. And all of our partners overseas and across the globe. And it's a good day. This is going to be a good day. It's going to be a good sermon. It's not a sermon. It's something we live. So, you know, I don't like good hearing messages. I want stuff that changes my life. So, who of you believe that we don't serve a God that is deaf? We don't serve a God that doesn't have an arm to save us. We have a God that is very much in control. And He is still calling the shots. We will not let a fired angel tell us what to do. The devil is a fired cherubim. He's fired. He's jobless. He doesn't have a job. He's looking for one. He doesn't have a job. And so we will not allow him to dictate to us who we are. We will allow the King to tell us who we are. We are sons and daughters. Oh, come on. You know, there's a massive difference between understanding that you're a Christian and then understanding you're a kingdom citizen. If I'm a kingdom citizen, listen, COVID-19 is not in the kingdom. It's not in the kingdom. So whenever you want to choke Satan out, just taking him to the kingdom. He doesn't belong to the kingdom. He doesn't have authority there. Okay, so let's go to 2 Kings chapter number 19. And again, I'm going to be prophetic this morning. I feel I must be prophetic. And as I was standing there, the Lord just whispered to me and said, I want you to throw the message at a different angle because I want to get the people out of a place of timidity, out of a place of being afraid, out of a place of being unsure. Listen, if you're in the kingdom, you have nothing to be unsure about. Can I say it again? May I be prophetic and say it like this and on all the... If I am prophetic, if you are a child of God, if you are in the kingdom, that means my money is not in the kingdom. My health is not in the kingdom. Now let me say it like this. Viruses cannot touch me if I'm in the kingdom. There's certain things when I'm in the kingdom of God, enemy that is not allowed in that. So it's a place that I must live from. But let me get into the scripture and then you'll see where I go. In 2 Kings chapter number 19, verse number 14 to 16, the Bible says, so Hezekiah received the letter from the messengers and he read it. And he went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed to the Lord, O Lord, O God of Israel, enthroned between the cherubim, you alone are God over the kingdoms of the earth. You made that the heavens and the earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear and hear. Open up your eyes, O Lord, and see. Listen to the words that Sennacherib has sent to defy the living God. And I don't know about you, but we are right now, we're in a season. This season, as I told you, we're 4 months into this. I am so fed up of the season. Why? Because there is so much demonic influence in the season. This is not something that, and I can say that to you on good authority again, it's the goodness of God that leads me to repentance. God doesn't need to take a sneeze to teach me something. He doesn't need to. He doesn't need to use anything that the enemy is doing. Darkness does not have the permission to lead my life. Light leads my life. Are you with me? Come on, can I have an amen back from that? You guys online, I hope you agree with me. Everybody must agree, because if you agree this morning, the Bible says with two or more agree, it shall be done. And so Jesus came with one message and one message only. He came with the message of the kingdom. He didn't come with a message of Christianity. He came with a message of the kingdom. And what is the kingdom? The kingdom of God is the basilia, is the rulership and the reign of Christ. What does it mean? It means that God is a king. Jesus is a king. He's not a president. He's not a governor. And the awesome thing about a king is this. You can't vote him in and you can't vote him out. He doesn't belong to democracy. He's a king. So you can't vote a king in and you can't vote a king out. He's king. And he knows he's a king. That's the most amazing thing about it. He knows it about himself. And so being part of a king, a kingdom, he had one goal and one goal only, and that is to extend his kingdom realm to the earth. That's why he came. And he says it in the book of Genesis, chapter number 1. He says, let us make man in our image and our likeness, and let them have dominion. The word dominion is the word domain, king's domain. Let them have dominion over the birds of the air, over the fish of the sea, over every creeping thing on the earth, and let them have rulership. And then the Bible says, very simple, quickly over the scripture, the Bible says Adam fell from dominion. He lost his dominion. He lost his rulership. And so God couldn't come to the planet as a spirit. If he came as a spirit, he would have broken his word. And so he needed to come as a man. And so Jesus came as a man. Emmanuel, God with us. M means in. Man is Eudumus. The word Enuel means God in a man. So God comes in a man. He comes and he finds agreement. And you need to understand, if you're taking notes this morning, please write this down, that God will do absolutely nothing on the earth if he doesn't have a man that agrees with him. He's all powerful, he's almighty, he's all omnipotent, but he will do absolutely nothing if there's no one that agrees with him. And so he came as a man. He lived his life out in obedience as a man. Christ as a man, because he's got two natures. Jesus the Christ. Jesus speaks his humanity. Christ speaks his divinity. So he had two natures. Jesus the man, Christ the anointing. So the anointing as the, and you need to understand, when Jesus the man lived out his life in obedience to the Father, and he had one message. When he came, he said this. He said, let your kingdom come. As it is in heaven, let it be so on earth. And when he meets his disciples, he says this to them. He says, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You have to know that it's a kingdom message. And then right through the Bible, you'll see Jesus, he demonstrates the kingdom. That's what he does. What does he do? He heals the sick. He casts out devils. He raises the dead. Wherever he goes, he's got things backing him up. Why? Kingdom. And so, I don't know about you, but 4 months in, the problem is right now, is people are forgetting who they are. They're forgetting they're kingdom citizens. Listen, if I'm a kingdom citizen, it means I've got rights. No, you don't understand. Listen, if I'm a citizen, I've got rights. So let me use my rights. If I'm a citizen, I have a right to prosperity, I have a right to healing, and I've got a right to protection. Come on, let me say that again. If I'm a citizen, I've got certain things that is my rights. Why? I'm protected as a citizen. I don't need to ask God for protection. He has promised me protection. If I ask God, if I want to protect myself, the angels will be without a job. Oh, come on. That made you think, huh? Because it's the army's job to protect the citizen. I don't need to protect myself. The army must protect me. Who's the army? The angels of God. And so healing is a covenant thing. It's a citizen right. It's as a citizen, I don't see God running around being all freaked out because what's happening on the earth. I think he's waiting for his sons and his daughters saying, when will you guys wake up? When will you ask me to interfere? When will you ask me to interrupt all of this? And when the sons and the daughters wake up, you see, we're waiting for other people to wake up, and God is saying, you wake up. Come on, am I talking to the right crowd this morning? We have to wake up. Because the whole world is waiting for the revelation of the sons of God. Who are the sons? I'm a son. You're a son. Come on, have we forgotten who we are? We still raise the dead. We still heal the sick. We still cast out devils. We still prosper in all my ways. Why? I'm a kingdom kid. Come on, you don't get my children don't come to me and ask me, Dad, may I have food? No, they bust open the fridge and they take it. Why? Kingdom kids, they understand, they're citizens, they understand, they're children. But I'm seeing Christians, you know, some Christians, they look like they're baptized in lemon juice. They're depressed and they're worried. Why are you worried? You don't know what tomorrow will bring. Worry about today. Today is enough for today. Why are you worried? You don't have nothing in your life is yours. Your money is not yours. Your wife's not yours. Your children's not yours. Your car's not yours. Everything belongs to the King. So why are you worried? The only thing you need to be worried about is you're going to stand in front of the king one day and you're going to give a report of your life. And he's going to ask you, what did you do? What did you do? And then you can't say, oh, I was afraid of COVID-19, so I did nothing. I just sat in my home and I just waited for this thing to pass. No, why? I'm waiting for nothing. Satan's not going to put my life on hold. Come on, church, where are you this morning? We cannot put our lives on hold. No, the devil, a fired angel, cannot have that power. He's got power, I have got power and authority. There's a difference. Come on, are you with me? You have power and authority. What is authority? Authority means when I say it is bound, it is bound. When I say it's loose, it's loose. There's authority. Why? It's not an authority because I know a name. No, I know a person. His name is Jesus. No, I don't call on a name. I call on a person who has a name. That's the big difference. Oh, come on. And that's how you must walk the walk, and that's how you must talk the talk. It is not a name. It is a person that carries a name. That person knows me by name, and I know him by name. Why? I've spent time with him. If I spend time with him, I can walk into any place and have authority. Why? I'm known by name as he knows me. I know him. Oh, come on, greater is the power. I tell you the truth, let me prophesy to you, the world will see an outpouring of the Spirit of God like we have never seen before, but it's the sons and the daughters that will need to awake and will need to wake up and cry out to God and say, this is the time and this is the hour, this is the moment. Otherwise, we will see, listen, we will see people making bad decisions because they don't even understand what they're busy doing. But we belong to a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And it's that kingdom that makes me a citizen. It's like the other day, I prayed for a man that's got cancer. Never seen him, never met him, never, don't even know who he is. I didn't even pray by faith. I just prayed, Lord, you don't do cancer, so yield cancer. Next couple of weeks later, yield. And I thought to myself, that wasn't even a prayer by faith. That was just a prayer. And the Lord said, exactly, it's not you that heal, it's me that heal. That's why I say, go and heal. Come on, are you with me? Quickly take 5 seconds, share the stream, share. And I want the gospel to go out this morning as far as it can. Because we want you to understand that you are a kingdom citizen, amen? And if you understand you're a kingdom citizen, in the kingdom there is not reason to be concerned. But if we don't understand kingdom, we have got a lot of reason to be concerned about. But if I understand kingdom, if I understand that I belong to a kingdom that is not of this world, if I understand I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places, if I understand these things, it makes my life different. And again, just let's take a second, two guys, share. I want every person to share, and then I want to share, just going to run you through a couple of scriptures that is so important. In Matthew chapter number 24, verse number 14, it says, and the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world for a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. Luke 4:43 says, but he said, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to all the towns, because that is why I have been sent. Luke 9:2, and he said to them, he sent them out two by two and said, proclaim the kingdom of God and heal the sick. Luke 10:9, heal the sick, for wherever you go, tell them the kingdom of God has come near you. John 3:3-5, very, very, I say unto you that you cannot enter the kingdom of God unless you are born again. Colossians 1:13, oh, this is what I love, for he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his Son. Oh, I don't know if I'm talking to the right people, but I belong to another kingdom. Hebrews 12:28, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably in reverence and awe. I want you to see there's one common denominator, the kingdom of God. There's a king and a kingdom. Your whole Bible goes about three things, the king, the kingdom, and his word. That's it. The whole thing is about that, the king, the kingdom, and his word. And this morning, he sent me here to tell you this, that listen, that if you look at the book of Colossians, chapter number 2, verse number 14 to 15. It's such a good scripture, and don't want to go into that too much because of time delays. But what I want to be sure about that everybody understands is this, is that the kingdom of God is a divider. It divides. And what I mean by this is the kingdom of God. When I'm in the kingdom of God, there's certain things that cannot go with me into that. Let me say it like this. If I am in the kingdom of God, a virus is not in the kingdom of God. It's in the kingdom of darkness. So when I meet something that is opposite to the kingdom I belong to, I have the power and the authority to cast it out. Oh, come on. That's why when demons see me, they grumble and they're weird. Why? They recognize I'm a representative of another kingdom. Oh, I don't have my wallet here, but if I had, I would have pulled out and I will show you. My passport gives me access. This Bible gives me access. This is my passport. This is my constitution. This constitution tells me that sickness will not touch me. This constitution tells me that I am the head and not the tail. This constitution tells me that at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how life will play out, I win. I win. So sorry for the devil, and sorry for News 24, and sorry for all these beautiful naysayers. But Christians win, bottom line. And may trouble come and may trouble go. Absolutely. You know, I love it let me say it like this. The world is preparing for a church that's saying, hey, wake up. But we can't wait until, you know, whenever before we wake up. Now is the time to arise. But I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God. Because I'm a citizen, I've got rights. I've got rights, and that's one of the things that you have to understand about God is that, and the Bible says that in Romans chapter number 16, verse number 20, it says, and God has placed Satan under your feet. Not in your head, not in your wallet, not in your family, under your feet. And the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. Then he goes into the formative tense, and it says shortly, meaning definitely. In Romans 8 verses 15, this is actually where I wanted to get to. Listen to this. Romans 8, 15 to 17. It says, for you do not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. Because that's right now what Satan is doing all across the world. Fear, 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 fear. But you have received the spirit of adoption by which you may cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bear witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. If heirs of God, then joint heirs with Christ. If we suffer with Him, that we may be glorified together. Now, verse number 19, this is what I want us to get to. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly awaits for the revelation of the sons of God. The word revelation is the Greek word apokalyptos, and it means this. The whole world is waiting for someone to say, we have the answer. But if the church is silent and the church is like, oh, all scared. No, the world is crying out because the world remembers a time that they walked with their creator. And the world remembers a time that there was a man called Adam. They remember a time that they were free. They remember a time that they were not under the curse of sin. They remember a time. Now they saw a man, his name was Jesus. He walked in the fullness of how Adam should have walked. The Bible says when that man walked the planet, everything he did responded to him. The fish responded to Jesus. The people responded to Jesus. Crowds responded to Jesus. Wherever he went, people responded to him. They didn't understand him. They couldn't define him. And this is the thing about our King. And this is what you need to understand. He's a lion and he's a lamb. He's both. The first time he came as a lamb. He came as a servant. He came to serve. He didn't retaliate when they plucked out his beard. He didn't say nothing when they slapped him through the face. He was a lamb led to slaughter. But you know, need to understand from that time, from the moment he said, it is finished, tetelestai, the plan that I came for, it is done. He took back, he went into hell itself. The Bible says he took back the keys of hell, Hades, and the grave. In other words, God now has the keys of Jesus, now has the keys of hell, Hades, and the grave. He's got the keys. Satan doesn't have the keys. The devil doesn't have the keys to his own house anymore. That's been taken from him. And from that time, God started to put a people upon the planet. It's called the church, you and me, the ecclesia, the called out ones. He placed, he made sure, he said to his disciples, Acts 1:8, Luke 24:49, wait in Jerusalem, tarry in Jerusalem until I give you power. Then he leaves the planet. This is the Bible in short. He leaves the planet. He leaves a group of people on the planet, you and me. He puts his spirit, the regent spirit, the governor, he places him inside of us. His name is the Holy Spirit. He says, now listen to what he's got to say. Everything that the Holy Spirit says, do it. Because he will not talk to you about himself. He'll bring to remembrance my words. And then we see 120 men gathered in one room waiting for him to come. The governor arrives. The Bible says the governor arrives. Tongues of fire rest upon them. They get changed into the other man. Suddenly the same people that were afraid of people that scored Jesus 40 days prior are not afraid anymore. These 120 men, they start to go into all the world. That is the New Testament. They start to upset kingdoms and rulers and the plans of Satan. They cast out demons. They heal the sick. They raise the dead. That's your Bible. 2020 years on, suddenly there's a virus that happens on the world. It's called COVID-19. A system strives to re-educate people, say, be afraid, be afraid, be afraid, be intimidated. God is waiting for people to say, I am not afraid. God is waiting for the people to say, the gospel has not changed, this Bible has not changed, it's the same yesterday, today, forevermore. I will not put my dreams on hold. I will not put my future on hold. I'll not put my life on hold. I'll not put my tomorrow on hold, devil. Get out of the way, devil, move. Move. But if you don't say like that, if you don't talk like that, if you don't walk like that, why will he move? Why will he move? He's not afraid of timidity. He's afraid of sons and daughters that understand their place in the kingdom. And we have to rise up and say, move, devil. Get out of my way. I'm a son and a daughter. I'm a co-heir of Christ. The angels know me. God knows me. The Son knows me. Come on. That's who I am. I'm not defined by my history. I'm most definitely not defined by 2020. And I don't know about you, but there's a fire that's inside of me that's greater than that is around me. Oh, my church, listen to me. I will say this with my dying breath, that there's a king and a kingdom, and it cannot be shaken. And that's the kingdom I belong to. When he hang on the cross, and you need to understand that about him, I tell you, I fear God more than ever in my life, because I understand I'm actually going to stand in front of him. And he's going to roll open up his books, and he's going to ask me one question. What did you do? What did you do with the breath that I gave you? What did you do with the talents I gave you? What did you do with the money I gave you? What did you do with the wife I gave you? What did you do with the children I gave you? What did you do, son? Because he is coming. Everything is indicating he's coming. He's on the way. The Bible has been written. It's being fulfilled. And I've said this before, and I'm preaching this at you, but if you look at the scriptures, the things is running in front of our eyes. It's not time to waste and no time to play. We are the gospel. And so, listen, creation is waiting for you to know who you are. The Bible says we have been freed. Jesus set us free. The cross was a divider. The cross set us free. The cross set us free. And because the cross set us free, I'm not a sinner saved by grace. I'm a saint now. Christians they talk bad. They say, oh no, I'm just a sinner. No, I hear Christians say all the time, I don't want to have God's glory. You can't. He gave it to you. People say, oh no, don't say that. I don't want his glory. Well, you're too small. You know, we don't understand who God is. We're like, oh, I don't want to take his glory. Oh no, don't. No, when we say to people, yeah, that was beautiful singing. I don't want to take his glory. No, that wasn't that good. But we can't take his glory. come on, do we understand who we're talking about here? He's the one that by the breath of his nostrils, he opens up the Red Sea. By the command of his word, a ball, think about it for a moment. By the command of his word, he said, he just said this. He said, let light be. That's the only thing he said. And from that time, he worked. From that time, this ball that we live on is hanging in the air. Do you understand how much power he's got? This thing is like turning on its axis by his command. Now he's sitting. The Bible doesn't say he does nothing. He sits. He rests. Now we are like saying, we're concerned. He's like, what are you concerned about? Your sons and daughters. I'll be very concerned if I call myself, by any other. That's why all other religions is dead. That's why you'll never hear somebody cursed by another man, another religion. Why? They don't exist. They're dead. You'll never hear people say, Hare Krishna. Why will they use the name of Jesus? Because he's the only living king. He's the only living God. It's true. It's true. And so, listen, God knows who you are. The devil knows who you are. Creation knows who you are. You need to know who you are. But victory is in your mouth. Victory is in your heart. Victory is on your lips. Victory is how you handle yourself. I tell people, listen, if we're going to do this, we're going to do this with style. Why? I'm a kingdom kid, man. Belong to the king. I've never seen the righteous beg for bread. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. And I've never, ever, 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 ever seen the master walk out. There has not been a day, not been a time, not been a moment, not been a season that I've seen this. I've never seen the master unfaithful. I've never seen the master. I've never seen the master not healed. And you'll say, that sounds like a contradiction. Absolutely not. I've never seen him not healed. Never. You can say, but your mom passed. No, but she's healed. No, I've never seen him not healed. Just because he doesn't do it in my timeline doesn't mean he doesn't do it. No, he has never been unfaithful. He has never been unjust. He is righteous, but he's waiting for the children to stand up and say, hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. No, no, no. Wait, devil. Get out. Listen, there was one man. One man could stop the Second World War. One man that knew his God. We have 50 people in an auditorium with hundreds of people online. If we can agree as one and say, Father, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done as it is in heaven. Do you not understand how much he will shake it? But the problem is the church is talking. No, no, don't talk, pray. I'm not concerned about what the news says. I'm concerned about what the good news says. I'm going to send some reporters. We'll say, give them good news. Oh, come on, guys. Are you with me? So, the creation is waiting for you. It's waiting for me to know who we are. And the devil, listen. I love this about God. And let me say it like this. We've got a couple of minutes left. Let me say it like this. Satan wanted your place. He wanted your position. The Bible says the word Satan is the Greek word phosphorus. He was a reflector of the glory of God. So God was shining his glory and his strength and his power. It came out of him. It will hit Lucifer. And Lucifer was beautiful. He was made out of emeralds and diamonds and rubies and all these precious stones. And the light will hit Lucifer and will reflect back to God. And God will enjoy his own glory. And so Satan, somewhere along the line, Satan forgot he was a reflector and not a producer. And because he forgot he was a reflector and not a producer, he started to think certain things. And he said, I will ascend the hill of the Lord. I will place my name above the Lord's name. I will put my throne above the throne of God. And God says, no, you'll put your name above nothing and you'll sit nowhere. I'll cast you right down to the planet. And then that's what the Bible says. Isaiah chapter number 14, Ezekiel chapter number 37. God threw the ancient dragon, threw him down onto the earth, on the earth. Then he says, listen, now what I'll do with you, I'll make someone in my image and in my likeness. I'll call them human beings. I'll place them on the planet. And for the rest of your life, I'll torture you through them. Satan wanted to have the highest seat. He couldn't get it. That's why you are seated in heavenly places. It's true. The Bible says, Satan says, I wanted the glory. He wanted the glory. God says, no, you can't have it. I'll give it to a group of people that don't qualify. And that's why Jesus said in John 17, he says that. He says, I give you my glory. Father, as you have given to me, I give it to you. Come on, did you understand that? So, the Bible makes it so clear. And then the Bible says this, Jesus says three things. I'll give them a kingdom, I'll give them a king, or God says, I'll give them a kingdom, I'll give them a king, and I'll give them dominion. The last time I checked, he said, all authority in heaven and earth belongs to me. If all authority in heaven and earth belongs to him, that means someone has none. Oh, you're silent. If all authority in heaven and on earth belongs to Jesus, someone has none. And on his government, on his shoulders will rest the government. And to that government will have no end. You have to understand, God is in the business of ruling and reigning. That's his business. That's why he says, I want to reward my people. The word reward means territory. So right now, what is the enemy trying to do? He's trying to take territory. Come on. Think about it. I laughed at this yesterday when God said this to me. You know, we're a mega church, so we've got thousands of people. So I was thinking to myself, he kind of closed us up. We can't do what we normally do, but kind of Jesus opened up churches in every home across the world. So who's really losing here? Come on, are you with me? Who's really losing? Come on, yeah, for 4 months we've been locked up. I hate it. I hate lockdown. I hate it. But I've been able to preach to 14 million people across the world. So the longer he keeps us up, the longer we're going to spread this gospel, the more violently we're going to do this. Why? Because we're not going to shut up. No, if you shut this down, we'll open up that thing. If they take us there, we'll do that. We'll get the message out. You know, I was already thinking, if they do this, we'll do that. If they do this, we'll do that. Why? You'll never stop the gospel. There's nations in the world that have tried to shut him up, then he shows up himself. You can read the stories. He shows up himself. Jesus shows up himself. Think about it. He knocks, hey, I'm the one. The one you've been looking for, yeah, it's me. Can you imagine? Nations try to shut him down. He just shows up. I'm telling you, the time for evil men to honor themselves is coming to an end. It's coming to an end because my Lord, I said to you, yesterday I was busy praying as I was busy. I've seen this vision only three times in my life. Yesterday I was busy praying. I could hear, I heard shackles. I heard like people climbing onto horses. I've heard that before. As bootstraps go in, as metal hits metal, as I heard that, I turned my ear immediately because I've heard this before and I've seen this vision before. And as I was seeing this and I heard this, God says, you need to understand, everybody is assembled. I said, what are you saying, Lord? He said, son, you need to understand, I'm assembled. Be ready. And I'm not saying he's coming tomorrow, but I am saying to you, that there will come a sound. Ah, there will come a sound. And that blast will be so loud that Oman, Opa, Buti, Sisi, all of them will come out of the grave. And the Bible says we will be gathered into the air. And think about it. The Bible says when that sound happens, the Son of Man himself, Jesus, oh, he's so beautiful. He is so beautiful. I wish you can see the Lord. He is so beautiful. Jesus, he himself will come. He will descend. And the armies, millions and millions of celestial beings will come of him. The Bible says the heavens will roar at that event. And we that are on the earth, we will say, hey, he's here. He's coming. Can you imagine? Can you imagine there? And the Bible says all, oh, my mom will be there, my grandmom will be there, my grandfather will be there, everybody there, Abraham, Isaac, David, Joseph, all of them, the army of heaven will stand. And here the king will stand, not as a lamb, but as a lion. Oh, and we will be caught up with him like that, the Bible says. There's a twinkle in the eye, we'll be with him. And the Bible calls that twinkle moment, it means a red VIP moment. He will say, hey, welcome. And we'll walk in there like, hey, Lord, you look good, man. And he'll say, ah, oh, you look good to me. Oh, you look good too. I'm like, ah, I know. And we'll be, oh, and it will be a VIP event. Can you imagine? And then we're gone. And the earth will be for 7 years, they'll be trying to figure out what happened. 7 years of tribulation. Church, God. We then with Jesus. Woo! Party time. Party time with the Lord. And we'll be like sitting there around the table of Jesus. And I'll be like, hey, Gabriel. Hey, bring that juice, man. Come on. Can you imagine? There the Bible says no sickness, no sorrow, no pain, no worry, nothing. Can you imagine that time? Can you imagine? And the Bible says in John 14, 1, he will prepare a mansion for us. Oh, and he'll take us and you think, my house is nice here. You better see my house there. Oh, and Jesus is going to say, look at this. I'm like, whoa. Oh, that's nice. What do you think, Gabe? Hey, Gabe. What do you think? You want to stay? Can you imagine? And then we're going to sit with Paul and I'm going to ask Paul, hey, Paul, what did you mean by Romans chapter number 6? Come on, explain to me, man. Listen, you were very complicated. You wrote some stuff I'm still figuring out. And I'm going to sit with Peter. I'm going to tell Peter, hey, Peter, why were you afraid, man? Think about it. We're going to sit with Samson. We're going to ask King David, hey, King David. And you had a little bit of trouble with ladies, I see. But tell me about... Can you imagine? And forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, we're going to be with the King. And we're going to worship Him and we're going to cry out, holy are your name, O God. Holy are you, Jesus. Holy are you, Father. Holy with the angels and the 24 elders and the cherubim and the seraphim. Oh, can we understand this time that we are living is but for a moment. It's in passing. The King of Glory is coming. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Yere. Jesus is coming. And from this moment to that moment, I just want to make sure of one thing. I want to get the devil mad as a hornet. I want to cast out devils. I want to heal the sick. I want to raise the dead. I want to be a blessing. And I want to do my life according to this Bible. Come on. The greatest desanitizer there is the word of the Lord. Oh, come on, are you with me? The Bible says, submit to God. Resist the devil. And he will flee, fugamai is the word, away from me. The word flee there, I like that word flee. The word flee is the word you can hear his pluckies in the wind. You can hear him run. That's the word flee. Submit to God. Resist the devil. Flee. I don't know about you, but there's authority in that. It's like, let me describe it. It's like this. So I've got three beautiful girls. When I see boys that I don't like getting near them, I resist. I say, out. It's not a negotiation. Out. Yes, sir. Out. Why? I told them they're worth. They will not be bought by some cheapy, cheapy. No. High worth. Deep value. Expensive. The kingdom kids. Come on. You have to say today with me, I'm a kingdom kid. I'm a child of the Most High God. My oil is expensive. My heart is expensive. My wallet is expensive. My life is expensive. I will not be negotiated. Oh, come on. Are you with me? Oh, you guys must make me rest more. I'll preach more fervent, I tell you. The Bible says, Can we do this to the, again this morning? The Bible says in Psalm 16:13, I say to the holy people who are the land, they are the noble ones. I am the noble one. In whom is my delight? The godly people in the land are my true heroes. I take pleasure in them, the Bible says. So who's the heroes? The church. But we can't wait. Don't wait for nothing. Wait for nothing. Plan your plans. Dream your dreams. No, don't let COVID-19 come and put a stop. No, out. Fugomai, flee. Out. You see, the devil made the mistake. He is making the mistake again. The boy is confused. The Bible calls him the author of confusion. He's confused. Why is he confused? Because here's the marker of a confused person. The marker of a confused person is, if you study the Bible says that there's many antichrists. That means this: the devil doesn't know when Jesus is coming. He doesn't know. So he needs to prepare someone at any given time to be on the scene whenever it does happen. But he's such a firm believer that it will happen that he actually has someone. You need to understand, the devil believes in your calling. How do I know? Because he had no clue where Jesus was at. Oh, he had no clue where Jesus was at until the Father spoke, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." Next guy on the scene, the devil. He needed to have a tip. Hey, devil, there he is. Oh. Really, the Bible says, the book of Isaiah says, one day when we see Satan, we're going to say, "Huh? Were you the one?" Oh. That's what Scripture says. Scripture says we're actually going to say, no. Really? Were that you? Oh. That's what Scripture says. But think about it. The Bible says, and it's all about the kingdom. So Satan takes Jesus on a pinnacle of the kingdom, of the temple. He says, "All this, I'll give it to you." Jesus says, "Hey, I will worship the Lord, my God." And I like Jesus. I like Jesus' attitude here. You go read the scripture. He says, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord." And I think for all my time with Jesus, he's got attitude. I've seen Jesus preach. I've literally seen times where he'll talk and he's loud. He's not soft. He's not like, "Ah, yeah, come, no, yeah." No, he's loud. He's got a loud voice. And so that scripture says that, what's the scripture again? The scripture says that we shall worship the Lord, your God. That scripture has for me attitude. And it means this for me. When Jesus, I think, saw the devil, he said, "You shall worship the Lord, your God. You shall worship the Lord, your God." So the devil understand, you shall worship the Lord, your God. My God, your God. Let's not be confused who's God. You shall worship the Lord, your God, and no other. And then the Bible says Satan went away from an opportune time. And you need to know, and that this is how I know. And I'll close with this. This is how I know that time is not finished and the church is still arising. This is how I know. This is my confidence. Because every time I pray, every time I go into my knees, every time I call out to heaven, I hear a sound of a people praying to God. And as long as there's a people praying to God, there is a nation that can change. There's a world that can shift. I know this to be true. I know this by fact. And so here he hangs on a tree. I want you to see this. Here he hangs on the tree. Satan is like, "Ooh, we won. We won." They tapping one another. "We won." There he is. 3.5 years we stopped him. No, he actually said the thing to Pontius Pilate. He said, "Pontius Pilate, listen. You have no authority on me unless it's been given to you." That should have been assigned to Pontius Pilate. Pontius Pilate, not very bright. He said, "Okay, you know, let's go on with this." And so he hangs there on the tree and the devil's like, "Oh, we have him. He's done. He's gone. He's gone. Yay." And there he is and he's And he is like, think about the irony. The irony of this picture is crazy for me. Here the Son of Man hangs. God hangs on a tree. God hangs on a tree. And this is what infuriates me about the gospel, is that still we're finding people that don't understand that he's done it. It is finished. It is clear. God hangs on a tree. 30 meters away from him, there's a priest still trying to do him service. But God is hanging on a tree. God. And he says, God says to God, it is finished. The Bible says the angel rips that temple shroud from the top to the bottom. He rips that whole temple. Why did the physical temple broke? Because the real one just died. And as the real one just died, he gave up his breath. What happened? What torn the veil? The Spirit came out. The Spirit left the holies of holies. He ripped the shred. He said, no man will ever say to me that I'll be locked up away from my people ever again. And now whosoever will call upon my name shall be saved. They take him to a grave. And that's what I want to say to you as a prophet today. They take him to a grave. They put him in a grave. They seal up the grave. The devil is like, woo, we won. And then as they sit there in Hades, whoa, suddenly they hear the sound. He's alive. And he walks. I like that about Jesus. He kicks open the door. Like, how can you be here? Can't be here. Only bodies full of sin can be here. Exactly. Mine is upstairs. He walks over to Lucifer, now called Satan. Satan is what made him sin. He puts his hand to his side. Puts his hand on the keys. He says, thank you. He takes the keys of hell, death, and the grave. The devil stands and says, but how can you just take this? He said, listen, devil. Adam was disobedient. He fell. You were disobedient. You fell. I was not a disobedient. He takes the keys. He walks over. Oh, think about it. He walks over to Abram, Isaac, Jacob, Hezekiah, Jeremiah, Joseph. He puts in the key. He opens the key. He says to them, listen, I am the one that you prophesied about. My name is Jesus. And he leads a train of witnesses with him. He says, come. He empties paradise. Oh, he comes. He empties paradise. He empties it. He says, cheers for now. Now the devil has a problem. What's his problem? He's alive. All of hell was afraid of one guy filled with the Spirit of God. He meets with his disciples. He walks through a room, through a wall. Not very good for people that are afraid. They all huddle together afraid. He walks through the wall. They're like, hey. They're like, woo. He says, wait, I'm leaving. As you've seen me demonstrate the kingdom, wait. They wait. On the 50th day, Pentecost, there's a rush, the sound of the rushing wind. Now the devil has a problem. Why? He doesn't have one good man filled with the Spirit of God. He's got 120. And he preaches. One of them preached. 3,000 give their life to God. Now Satan's got a trouble. Oh, what chalos mark? There's now 3,000, 100, 3,120. See, I can count. 3,120 people filled with the Spirit of God. Now the earth is starting to look like a kingdom mission. Now these men, they get persecuted. The more they get persecuted, the more they spread. Come on. And your Bible, my Bible says this. It says this. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. And then, and I don't know about you, but this is what I want us to confess this morning. You have to understand you have a mission. Your mission is the kingdom. Your mission, that you have a mission. Your mission is not to make money, pay the bills, and go die. That's not the mission. That's part of my life, but it's not my mission. It's not my mission. My mission is the king. My mission is the kingdom. My message is I belong to a culture. What is my kingdom culture? My kingdom culture is I cast out sicknesses, I don't get sick. My kingdom culture is I raise the dead. I'm not dead. That my kingdom culture is I am the head and not the tail. I'm blessed. It's my kingdom culture. People are so freaked out about money. God is like, Gabe is like, it's like paving, man. You're gonna reach heaven there with all your fake Versace, and he's like, why are you worried? Come on, why are you worried? I see people, they're like so worried. Why are you worried? You don't know what tomorrow will bring. Why are you worried? No, be in love with the King. Wherever you go, cast out devil, heal the sick. Walk in the mall, cast out devils, heal the sick, raise the dead. But I can't lay hands, but you can lay an elbow. But I need to keep social distancing. Well, let then that overshadows you be stronger than that overshadows someone else. Cast out devils, heal the sick, raise the dead, the gospel. Oh, but I don't know what to do, COVID-19. COVID-19 what? And? It's like I said to my girls, ants? COVID-19, and so, and what? No, but. But we not belong to that. Yeah, but everybody, I know, but we don't belong to that. Everybody's afraid of this, but we don't belong to that. But what will I do for money? We don't belong to that. Should I not, be very careful? No, you don't belong to that. Should I not be afraid? No, why should you be afraid? Because tomorrow the world will sneeze again. Are you again going to be afraid? No, I don't belong to that. Are we going to do this? Listen, he fed the birds. People, as a belief, where are our faith? Jesus says, he looks at the birds, he's like, where's your faith? And so this morning, I'll end with this. I want you to believe that you're amazing. Because you're amazing. And you're so amazing that Jesus believes you to die for. He actually believes that. And you have to believe that. And so this is our confession this morning that I want us to make. Everybody, I wrote this and getting it down. Won't you stand with me? And the people that are by Facebook and YouTube, I want us to say this. And before we say it, I just take that opportunity again, share the gospel. And here is our confession. And my team can put this up for you after I've put it up. But I want you to make this confession. And here's our confession. And let's say that together. Everybody online, say this together with me. And I want all of us to say this out loud. I am amazing. I am God's greatest creation. He loves me to death. I rock. I was born for glory. Nations are attracted to me. I have the mind of Christ. He is my inheritance. I am His inheritance. I like me. He likes me. If you get to know me, you will like me. Creation knows who I am. The devil knows who I am. God knows who I am. The angels know who I am. And today, I know who I am. Oh, come on. Oh, Father, I pray in this moment, Lord, as we believe and we confess again that the good news has never changed. It's the same yesterday, today, forevermore. We belong to a kingdom that cannot be shaken. We are kingdom citizens. Father, in this day I command by the name that I know, by personal relationship, I command by the name of Jesus that dead bones come alive. Dead areas come alive. Dead dreams wake up. Satan, we resist you in this day. We resist you. Thank you that you will flee away from us. We say to you, get out of our country. Get out of our lives. Get out of our nation. Get out of our businesses. Get out in Jesus' name. But we declare in this day, no weapon formed will prosper. Get out and keep your mouth shut. But we say that no sickness, no virus, no thing, no dilemma, no world in recession will touch me that's in the kingdom of God. I am a child of God. And this morning we boldly declare no height, no depth, no angel, no demon, no principality, no power. Nothing will separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus, my Lord. And if you agree with that prayer, say amen and amen. And amen, and amen, and amen. Come on, let's give Jesus a praise offering.
If you've been impacted by this ministry in any way, we want to encourage you to partner with us financially and help us continue delivering God's word all around the world. Visit www.empowerchurch.co.za and find the giving option that works best for you, as well as some of our latest resources. Thank you again for joining us. Now go and live an empowered life.